Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the Miller Lite venue at Jazz Fest. If you have plans to get out here, you need to get out here right now. It's literally like air conditioned out here. I mean, it is so comfortable. The wind's blowing. There's like no humidity. Where'd the humidity go? It was humid as hell when we got out here early this morning. Now it's gone. And it's just a great time to be out here. Come visit us out at the Miller Lite tent. We have Julie Vaucresson, the Creole sausage queen. We have royalty in the house. Royalty
That's right.
In the house. With a beautiful smile to boot. She is married to Vance Vaucresson, whose family has been in the business 126 years making sausage. And Julie was just telling me the story that her husband started out here in diapers.
That's right. We're the only original food vendor here at the festival. And my husband was at the first fest in a bassinet, six months old.
And serving sausage.
And the interesting thing is that my father-in-law, Sonny Vaucresson, had a restaurant on Bourbon Street.
On Bourbon Street, I know, yeah.
Where the Pat O'Brien's Annex is.
Uh-huh.
And the actual concept to start the Jazz Festival was discussed there.
Oh,
George
really?
Ween, who did the Newport
uh-huh.
Jazz Festival, was there with Larry Borenstein and Alan Jaffe. And they all, and my father-in-law, and they all talked about having a festival here.
And we interviewed Quint Davis earlier this morning and got to visit with him. And so, first let me just say, I love your sausage. The alligator sausage is actually my personal favorite. I think a lot of people miss the mark on their alligator sausage, but not you guys. So, but you're offering, what, about five or six different sausages here?
So here we have four.
Four.
But we're also doing hogshead cheese.
Hogshead cheese.
Which is a iconic food.
So I got to ask you, when somebody from out of town or from Europe or otherwise, they ask, I'm sure, what is hogshead cheese? What do you tell them?
We say it's Seventh Ward Creole Pate. That's what we tell them. No lies.
And what look do you get?
We always get a puzzled look.
Say that again.
Seventh Ward. Creole pate.
Creole pate. Yeah, I mean, obviously the lines are long, and to go through the description about everything that goes into hogshead cheese would take a while, right?
And I think people really don't want to know what goes into.
They really don't want to know. Yeah, it's kind of along the lines of a hot dog, right?
You really don't want to know.
Don't really want to know. What is the most popular dish that y'all have?
So out here we sell hot sausage like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is the number one seller.
Number one. Yeah.
And then in the past years, crawfish sausage was the next favorite.
Oh, really?
But now we're doing jerk chicken sausage. And that has been a banger out here. And we serve it with pickled onions and a mango mustard sauce because we started our own line of condiments. We do a mustard line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you have good sausage, you have to have good mustard, right?
It goes together.
Absolutely.
So I do the mustard. My husband does the sausage. I always say it's like a love story. I'm the must. He's the must to my mustard, and I'm the sauce to his sausage.
I love it. Folks, you have to see her smile. She has the most beautiful smile.
Aww.
How much fun is this out here for you guys?
Very little. No, I'm just joking. It's actually a great time. It's wonderful because we get so many people that come up to us and they say, you're the first stop I have every year. I've been doing this for 15, 20 years, and I always come here first. Right. So it's kind of special to be a part of people's memories and their festival traditions.
Do y'all try to do something new or a little different or a little twist for every Jazz Fest?
We do. We've done sausage samplers. We've done one where we had sautéed peppers and onions and Asiago cheese. This year, of course, it's the hogshead cheese.
It's the hogshead cheese. Mm-hmm. How did that go on the first weekend?
So this
Say, is... The, I love hogshead cheese.
Oh, we have to get you some.
I know a lot of people like...
Right. So last year, it was kind of slow moving, but this year, people know about it, they like it, and so it's been good.
Yeah. Is it spicy? Is your brand?
The one out here is mild.
Mild, yeah.
But at our restaurant, we do serve, you know, we have a cafe and deli, and we do serve the spicy one.
So the prep for this event.
Oh, gosh.
It's got to be off the rails, right?
The whole month of April kind of stops for us because we do French Quarter Fest first.
Right.
And then we roll into this. So, yes, it's lots of sausage being made, lots of mustards being made. Just it's a part of our life. April is festival season.
Your production facility is here?
We do boutique processing at our cafe and deli. So if you come in, you can see them making sausage. Mm-hmm. But most of it, the large-scale production happens out at Metairie, in Metairie.
In Metairie, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to do it while operating a restaurant as well, right?
Right.
Too many moving parts at one time.
Exactly. But you can come in and Vance is making sausage and he gives a history lesson while he does it. So,
yeah. And the family immigrated here from where?
France.
From France.
Yes.
And why the sausage? How did they end up? Was that something that the family brought as a tradition from France? Or?
Now, that I don't know, but I do know his grandfather, because Vance is a third-generation sausage maker.
Uh-huh.
His grandfather started in a Circle food store back when it was the St. Bernard Market. So he had a stall, and he was a butcher.
Oh, really?
That made sausage.
Oh, cool.
And so then Vance's father started the sausage, you know, wholesale and distributing of sausage.
You know, it's a special moment for me because I don't, you know, you hear about these families that have been here and have developed this and contributed to the culture of the city in so many different ways. And to have a food product, you know, for 126 years and still stay in the course generation after generation, you read about folks like yourself, mm-hmm. but you don't always get a chance to meet them. So it's a special moment for me.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it really is. Because, you know, I've heard about the Vaucresson family forever. Anybody who's ever been in New Orleans has heard about the family. But you don't get to meet folks all the time about that. It's got to be really interesting for you guys where people really have the desire to meet y'all.
All day long at the booth.
Yeah.
It's almost like we stop, we take pictures, but we love it. It's great. And it happens at the restaurant as well.
Yeah.
When people come in, they love seeing my kids working in there. They like seeing Vance making the sausages and me at the register.
That has to be incredibly rewarding, right?
Oh, it is. It really, really is. And it's wonderful because it's more than just the sausage. Our tagline is culture, community, and cuisine.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a legacy, you know, that you just want to keep on going and going and going. And I know the consumers of your product want you to keep going and going,
right,
and going as well, right?
Right.
So Julie Vaucresson, the Creole sausage queen, and she actually claims to know Luke. Now, that's dangerous. For those of you that don't know, Luke operates everything out here. He makes it happen. And I was teasing her when I say, wait, you claim him? You know him?
I claim him. He's a good guy.
No,
he really is.
He truly is. We're just having a little fun. But thank you so much for joining us, and have a great second weekend of Jazz
Fest. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.